So my name is Don Morris. I'm the executive director of Denver Human Services, which means I am blessed to work with a lot of the people that you've met today. They go out and do the hard work, the heavy lift, and I'm just honored to work with this team at Human Services. And Marcus, thank you for all your work on Denver Day Works. It's just an amazing program. Give it up for Marcus. You know, I want to start. Well, and I hope everybody got enough to eat. Yazoo Barbecue was nice enough to supply us the food, and we really appreciate that. Hey, when you're in Five Points, you got a barbecue. You know what I mean? That's how it is. And I'm a Denver native, so this is really, really cool. You know, I want to start by saying that the first 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever, 5 words of our vision is partnering with our community at Human Services. Partnering with our community to help those in need and keep people safe. That's what this program is really all about. It's a program that was born out of sort of a need. I'm going to describe that in a second, but it is being successful because of that philosophy of partnership. I stood in the back of the room hearing some of these stories, and you know, I forgot my Kleenex. You guys are so inspiring and moving in what you have faced in your lives and how this program has made a difference that I can't tell you how much I appreciate that. Mayor Hancock and I and a bunch of people were sitting around rooms as about two and a half years ago is how long this program has been around, and we were trying to figure out how to address some of these real intense challenges that we have around folks who find themselves living on the street without a place. I've been really blessed to work with Michael Hancock, who's trying to grapple through some really difficult issues and try to. He's got a heart of gold and he's got a city to run, and it's a place that's maneuvering waters. And so as we were talking about what to do with certain areas of town. We were talking about how we could help folks, particularly during the day. You know, we have the shelters at night, and the issue was during the day, what do we do when we tell somebody, you can't be here? It seems like we got to have a say, but you can go there. Hmm. Well, the mayor then heard about this program in Albuquerque that was very similar to what we came up with Denver Day Works, and said, well, why don't we, you know, he said, why don't we see if we can get some of these people to be willing to just come and do a day's work? It's really all it was. What if we just give them something to do in the day and we pay them that day, and that's all we ask of them? No barriers. Doesn't matter what your background is. We'll take you somewhere and we'll do it. So the long and the short of it is, when we started it, it was kind of intended to be this sort of short-term day thing. And Denver Day Works has turned into something that has blown us away. And it's blown us away because, going back to this whole partnership concept, the people at Bayard and David Henninger, who's going to get up and say some things, have taken the concept and expanded it in a way that is just amazing. Because the heart that group brings and the smarts that group bring around the fact that that people who are in this situation, they don't just need a day's work, they need a lot more. And because of the work that we did, it turns out that we've helped 300 people through the Day Works program, but then we've put over 150 people to work who've actually gotten jobs. The majority of them are with some kind of private sector. So the city isn't necessarily just creating jobs for people. There are people in nonprofit, community, and private who've hired folks. So it has blown us away in its success as we stand here 2.5 years later. Thank you all for doing it. Thanks for being willing to participate in the program, because I think another aspect of being on the street that I keep hearing about is a combination of fear and anxiety and other things that you had in your lives. To even come and get on the bus of Denver Day Works is courageous. And I thank all of you for being willing to do that. So, enough from me. I want to introduce a couple people. You've heard from some folks who've actually been in the program. I might actually, now that we have a TV camera, ask if Andrew, where's Andrew? Is he still in the room?
I can grab him.
Is he still here? Why don't you grab him? Because I wouldn't mind if while we have some other folks who showed up after he spoke, maybe hear a little bit from him. So you can hear, again, straight from a representative of folks who've been in this situation and really benefited from this program. So as we're doing that, if they can get him, maybe I will have David come up before, and then we'll have Andrew when he comes in the room. But as David is making his way, come on up, David.
All right.
Bayad walks this talk every day. And in addition to walking the talk in terms of the services they provide, they've hired some people. So I want you to really give it up for Bayad and for David Henniger, who's going to share some words with us.
Well, I think most of the people that are in the room right now heard what went before this. And there's no way I can top or even equal what was said earlier. I think we were all moved. Just amazing people. Amazing, amazing. So I had something written out, but to hell with it. Seriously, as I look around this room and I see Arnie and I see Scott and I see Sharon and Sue and Amanda and Kate back there and I'm Ty and T. That's yeah, perfect. And Erica and Chris, I tell you. What a group of individuals that just care so damn much. And I remember when Scott and I were sitting with the city back in 2016 in October, and we were around a table and it was Scott and I and city employees from different departments. And we threw out a question. We said, how many of you in this room have heard of supported employment? And there was a thunderous no noise, nothing, never heard it. And so we felt good that we were introducing a new concept to the Department of Human Services, Public Works, Park and Rec, etc. And by supported, we were not talking about something that is supporting somebody to stand up who's been paralyzed. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about being a guide by the side. And you heard Amanda, Arnie, what these individuals bring and what you all bring as employees and workers is a spirit of civic pride that breaks all the stereotypes, and several of you said that. And when Don mentioned low barriers or no barriers, believe me, in a city bureaucracy with legal everything, to do what we were able to do thanks to the cooperation and the willingness of the city to waive a lot of things, not do that under the table, but to do it right up front and go to the lawyers and say, here's what we want to propose. We want to pay people in cash, and we want to do it on the same day. And if someone doesn't have an ID so we can't get them on our payroll, we want to pay them the equivalent in gift cards. And we want to do it right then and there for that immediacy. And we know that if a person works one day a week, at least in the day work program, and there's a 10-week window there, that probably by the fourth or fifth week, all of us in this room know that person's pretty damn motivated when they show up week after week after week. And that's just the most heartwarming thing, because it says you care enough about yourself to keep going. And there's a guide by the side. Erica, as a navigator, as an example, helps people get on Medicaid, SSI, SSDI, whatever benefits you are entitled to as you're going through this transition from what some of you described earlier of living on the streets and now being in a position where you're being paid and you're feeling better, and then what? And it's the next step is what we're there to help support. Support you in those efforts and support you as long as you want or need that kind of support, any support. And you, the spirit of that is what many of you expressed earlier. But the key thing was the pride that people expressed about themselves. And I remember that first day when Amanda and the crew of the ballpark were in our conference room. And I remember that three of the four people said, you know, I just want to do something that shows a civic pride. And I thought, holy crap, you know, civic pride in Denver when many of you have, and this is no reflection of anyone in this room, but many of you have been kicked in the teeth by the system. And having civic pride and wanting to do something when it, that, that hasn't necessarily been reciprocated behaviorally, you're setting the tone for the leadership of the future. And I'm so frickin' proud to be involved with this program and to be a part of it. And bless everybody's hearts. Public Works, the library, Park and Rec, wastewater. You went through the litany earlier of the different departments. That's a city that really worked together. There's something uniting about that. We've got enough divisiveness. We've got enough divisiveness, but we've had a situation here where we've been invaded from Mars. We've had outer forces forcing people onto the streets. And we want to do something to help people get back off the streets for those that want to get off the streets. And that's what it's about. So thank you for this honor. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you do. And again, a big shout out to the city for having been as progressive as it has been in taking the chances. This program doesn't look like Albuquerque in terms of what has happened in this program. So it's my honor. Don, back to you.
Just to kind of follow on David's really powerful point about kind of people from Mars all of a sudden showing up with this program, I got to give a shout out to our Homeless Out Loud people who are so important to this conversation and to the point where they keep the city honest. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much. It really gives me faith in the discourse. So I got to tell you about this guy because we had such fun talking outside. The funnest thing for me with Andrew was that I asked him, where are you from? And he said, Philadelphia. And I was just about to say, well, I've lived in Philadelphia for a little while. And then he said, Philadelphia, Ohio? Was it Ohio? New Philadelphia. Because I was thinking, where? So anyway, really amazing guy, lots of passion and smarts. I know you heard a little bit, but if you don't mind giving us a little snapshot of what you said, I think some of the folks who are new would love to hear it. So give it up for Andrew.
My name is Andrew, and what I do with Denver Day Works is supply a need that the city has for picking up trash in the Triangle area. I am a homeless veteran. Do have disabilities, and Bayard was good enough to allow me to work again, which I appreciate. The DayWorks program has given me a sense of pride and dignity where it looked grim or gloomy out there, having nowhere to live and still, you know, needed to get the money to live. So I'm very appreciative of Bayard Industries, the City of Denver, the DayWorks program. It has benefited me so much that I can't even say right now. But I know the future is out there, and I know that if I stick with it, everything's going to be fine. Thank you.
When he and I were talking, I tell you, I told him that he's almost the example of what we're trying to do at Human Services. Denver Human Services is looking to try to expand the program so that participants are actually coming into our office and helping us with some of the office paperwork kind of stuff we have, because I think it's so important. I mean, people like Andrew there and all you folks, you know, it's like, you know, to do what you're really trained to do and want to do and not be pigeonholed to be only thought of as cleaning trash. I think we're ready to step up and do what we can to help make that happen. And the people who've partnered with us in this from day one have been Scott Martinez at Parks and Rec. Where's Scott? He was here a second ago. Reza over at Public Works, thank you for your partnership in this program. David Henninger, of course, was with us. In fact, the funny story is we put the bid out and nobody really responded to our first bid. So we sat down with David, like he was saying, and he said, you know, here's what's wrong with what you guys are trying to do. And he helped set us straight. So thank you, David, and to our city partners. Give it up for Parks and Rec, Public Works, David. And finally, in terms of folks we want to hear from, we are very proud that this is, I want people to know that this is a program that isn't just a government program for government people by government people. The private sector has stepped up to the plate around this, and we're working to get more of them, to make sure that they get what is important about this program and how it connects. And so Ed Blair is from Curtis Hotel, which is Sage Hospitality. And Ed and his company have been wonderful partners in Denver Day Works. So we want Ed to come up and share some of his thoughts. So give it up for Ed Blair.
Thank you, Don. Kind of a bummer to follow Andrew, but I'm glad to be here. It really is an honor and a privilege to be here. Thank you so much. It's pretty amazing what happens when a community decides to come together and do something truly meaningful and significant. Since 2008, I've had the privilege of being part of a program called Denver's Road to Work. It's a program that looks to create employment opportunities for people that have barriers in their lives, issues going on. And one of the key things that we do is we conduct training classes. And I'm so thrilled with the reality that since the fall, we've had 65 participants of Denver Day Works attend those classes. 60% have moved on and moved into more permanent jobs. And I'm so grateful that some of those individuals have come to work for Sage Hospitality in some of our hotels. You know, at the trainings, we look at things like customer service and safety and interviewing and all the things that happen in employment and job situations. And many of our citizens, the unfortunate reality is that through this economic recovery that a lot of people have experienced, we have citizens in our community who have not enjoyed or experienced the implications of that recovery. And that's wrong. At Sage Hospitality, we are very committed, we remain committed to being a workplace that's accessible, to being a place that treats all people with great worth, value, dignity, and respect, and being a place that creates jobs and then ultimately careers. So I strongly challenge the rest of the private sector, myself included, the rest of my company, and the private sector to continue to be involved. It's not up to these great organizations, Bayard and what the city is doing, and so many other great organizations like Denver Day Works that has come out from that work. It's not just up to the organizations that are doing this great work to make a difference in people who are experiencing homelessness and poverty. It's on all of us, including the private sector. So my commitment is to continue to challenge the business community to be involved in such significant and meaningful work. All people matter, right? All people matter. Not because of all the categories and BS that sometimes gets used to assign worth and value to different people based on their past or based on other categories. People matter because they breathe. So thank you and congratulations to everybody who's had the opportunity to be a part of the great success of Denver Day Works. Thank you.
Uh, this is the kind of stuff that just makes you want to get out there and do this work, doesn't it? Thank you all for coming. I want to close by just saying that our new strategic vision, Human Together, talks about how we come together to solve problems in this community, and again, partnering with folks. We talk, as you can see on these banners, about, you know, it's be human is what we talk about, and that together we've got this. And I just want to say that we're trying to create a community that's connected, supported, safe, and well, and appreciate that you are together with us in this journey. So thank you all very much. Get more food, take it, whatever. Let's go get them. Thank you.